welcome once again to another exciting episode of Tales of Azeron. Thank you, guys. That was amazing. That was great. Always a pleasure. Thank you, guys. We'll see you guys next week.
Have fun.
So, I mean, honestly, this may be the last time we do it with how things are looking. Oh, so yeah, at least we go out on top.
Yeah. So I am your host, your DM, your dungeon master, your game marshal, your GM, depending on which game you're playing. That being said, Roberto is my name. And at the table with me, as always, is Josue playing Alden Wallaby.
Maybe not for long, but we shall see. Hello, everybody.
Chelsea playing Sarayeth Aldedonin.
Absolutely not. You're not going anywhere. Unless I'm going somewhere, in which case...
Unless I tell you to.
Jax playing Kira Ryder.
Hello, and I'm not allowing any of you to die, so get into that.
Aaron playing Kato Sturgis.
I got nothing funny this time. I'm spooked. I'm frazzled. I'm as the old joke goes, bring me my brown pants.
Did I straight up rustle your jimmies?
No.
And finally, to round out our ragtag group, we have Jeremy returning from hiatus for a small, short, little mini arc playing Levi Agunis.
That's right. I can die and I don't care.
It's true. You can die.
I built this character for a short while. I'm here for a good time, not a long time.
So just to give you guys a little heads up on what happened last time, a little quick recap. The party had arrived to the town of Saphir, Kato's hometown. And what they found was a bunch of crazy stuff going on and a bunch of people that had weird things going on, people crying, people running in the streets, throwing poo at each other. That last part didn't happen. I just kind of made it up. But they were trying to find out the cause, and they found the cause by slipping into a giant gaping hole that had opened up underneath Sarayeth and had them tumble into a pitch dark cave that was not man-made, not naturally made, but made by something. As the party kept on going deeper and deeper into the cavern, sometimes they forgot things, other times they didn't. And Levi had come up with the quick scheme of putting wax in the ear to kind of combat whatever auditory thing was giving them these memory lapses. So the party made their way to the center of this cavern and found the creature that is the cause of all of the mass hysteria and confusion. Will the party survive? Will they die? I don't know. We'll find out right meow. Can I have you all please roll initiative?
Dun, dun, dun.
Wow, yeah.
Oh, geez, we're jumping into
cats.
Can I ask a really quick question?
Sure.
Yeah. When we put the wax into our ears and then we all remembered the things we had forgotten, did I remember Betsy?
We'll get to that later.
Boy. How dare you?
Oh, I dare.
There he is.
Okay.
All right, so Alden got 7.
Oof.
Okay. I also got 7.
Anybody roll higher than 7?
I got a 9.
Hey, there we go.
And Sarayeth got a 14.
All right. Guys, let me roll initiative for my guy.
Pleasure serving with you all.
My guy did not roll very good initiative either.
Yay!
Yay! Hey, that being said, let's start at the top of the round. Kira, before you, you see a slithering mass of sinewy long necks that look to be almost knotted together. You see slime and ichor just kind of emanating off of this thing's body. It has multiple necks, and attached to those necks are faces with black husks where their eyes should be, and they have large gaping mouths with a tongue that just kind of whips back and forth like a snake. Their jaws are just huge. What do you do?
First, I'm going to pull up the map. And then I'm going to attack it. Yes.
Yes, I so will attack. Probably,
Yes,
that's what I'm going to do.
Yeah. I think for a moment, she's just sort of taken aback by everything. And then, like, shakes it off and is going to do ensnaring strike as a bonus action. I cast this on myself. Yeah, good. And then I'm going to attack it.
What did you roll? That, okay, that laugh.
I rolled a nat one.
Ooh. No.
I thought about lying. I thought about it for like so long. Ugh.
I mean, okay. You literally could have lied about it because I can't see your roll, but I appreciate your honesty.
She's a pen.
This is my dice jail that I put dice in. Oh. No, it is there. Anyway.
I really appreciate your honesty. And for that,
do you?
And for that, I will give you inspiration.
Yeah,
nice. Which you can't use now. Which you can't use.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. That's fair. Okay. Yeah. That has happened.
Yeah, it did. That goes on. Okay, so Kira, that is your turn. We move on to Sirayath. Sirayath, it is your turn. Again, you see this slithering mass of necks and heads. Looking at it, it looks almost like a bunch of giant worms that are wrapped around each other, and they're moving ever so slightly, like they're wrapping tighter or something. And you see that some of the necks are actually in the ground.
Yes, but are they holding something like a python movement, or am I just too distracted about Kira's like swing and a miss?
I would say you're too distracted by that swing and a miss.
All right, so I'm gonna say, Kira, I would prefer if you had a larger weapon, and I will cast enlarge on Kira.
So Kira is now huge again.
Digging. If Kira wants to be, I mean, it's...
Yeah. I'm digging.
All right, cool. You're targeted, so I'm going to just put that enlarge effect on you. There you go.
Okay.
Advantage there check on strength, advantage save on strength, damage plus a d4. Jesus.
Yeah, and you know what? I'm going to just take the rest of my movement, and I'm going to go... All right, I'm going to take his tactical retreat step back over here.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, I can dash because I'm a rogue, right?
Yeah, so you can.
I can just go all the way back into this little corner here to try and peer into its soul. Sure.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, we're going to try that. Yeah, and you know what? I'm going to call that done.
All right. Levi, it is your turn. The smell of this area is humid and just sticky. It just gets you in the back of your throat. This smell kind of jogs your memory a little bit. You've been here before.
Yeah.
In fact, your arm nub is a little bit, there's a dull pain emanating from it.
Yeah. All right, well, I am going to... I don't recall if I had my sword drawn or not, but all right. I'm going to use my bonus action to use insightful fighting.
Okay.
So I'm going to make an insight check against the False Hydra's deception. So... You roll deception for them. I roll insight for myself. That's a very high number.
Is it now?
So it is. It's a 28 total.
Okay, yeah. You definitely deceive this thing.
So what that does with insightful fighting, it means that for the next minute, all of my attacks, or at least once per round, I get sneak attack when I hit without anything. So yeah, if I succeed, you can use your sneak attack against the target, even if you don't have advantage on the attack roll, but not if you have disadvantage. So as long as I don't have disadvantage, then I'll get sneak attack. And then I'm going to move up and I'm going to try to hit it.
Okay.
With my, what did I name my sword? My sword of truth.
The sword that you named that will probably be lost to memory.
Yes, exactly. It's fitting. Apt. All right. So that is a natural 16. So I'm pretty sure with my modifier, that's going to hit. Because that's a total of 24.
Yeah, you totally hit.
Sweet. So then
Did you target the creature?
I don't remember.
Is it control click?
Yes. Shift click.
It is. Now you're targeting it, so it's all good. But that attack totally still hits. So go ahead and roll your damage.
Okay. So then I'm going to roll this. And then I'm going to roll my sneak attack damage, which is 4d6. And my rapier damage, which is a d8. Well, that's not bad. It's not bad. Okay, so we got 2, 3, 4, 3, and 6. So this sucker takes 23 damage.
Okay, cool. So you go up with your one-armed bandit and you slice at it, or do you stab it?
I run up to it and I stab into it. I plunge my blade deep into its, like, try to find some semblance of like a heart or core and stab towards that.
As you stab it, you feel your blade go directly into the soft, mushy bit, and it slips all the way to the hilt as you stab it. As you stab it, you hear one of the heads shriek out in this horrid sound that just causes you immense pain.
Okay.
And it's going to do a reaction. And you're going to take some damage.
No damage. Can I refuse it?
You can. You can. Yeah. If you say no, okay. I'm not going to take the damage, then I won't give you the damage.
Wow. Return to sender.
No, I'm not going to take the damage.
Oh, but you didn't say it exactly like I said it, so you're going to take it.
Oh,
you take 6 psychic damage.
6 psychic damage. Okay. I will take it. Well, wait. How often do I get uncanny dodge? I get uncanny as a reaction, so only on my turn. Okay, I don't want to use it yet. Okay, I'll take that. I'll take 6.
I don't think you would be able to dodge psychic damage.
It's an area. Let me double check. I don't remember how the phrasing is. It says, when attacker you can see hits you with an attack.
Yeah, it's a reaction. It's not an attack. And okay. Plus, but you know what? It is within 5 feet of the creature. So
I'm not going to use that. I'm going to take the 6 because I want to wait because it's probably going to try to eat my face.
So smart.
I'm going to save it for when there's like more damage coming my way.
So smart.
Just because out of curiosity, I also possess the ability Uncanny Dodge, and I should like to know for my eventual attack on this creature. The uncanny dodge, though, if you are blocked with your ears and it lets out a piercing cry, does that reduction for your blockage of the ears do anything?
You know what? That is a good point. One that I had not previously thought of. So instead of taking the full damage, you will only take half.
Oh, okay. Just because I have wax in my ears?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Muffled it.
It interrupts it just so. I feel like at least.
Thank you, Chelsea, for pleading my case unwittingly.
Yeah, right.
I'll take it.
You're dying. again so soon.
Is that Chelsea's just- like, not again. I won't let it happen again. They weren't ready last time either.
Is there anything you want to do more than that?
Nope. I use my bonus and I use my action. I will use my free action to cry.
Crying is a free action, so you're good to go.
Crying is a free action. I know this is true. And then I'll pass the turn.
Sick. So, Chelsea, you see this thing get stabbed by Levi, and it lets out a shriek that you can hear, but you're not close enough to, you know, get anything from it.
Uh-huh.
And then you feel the earth tremor just a little bit right near you.
Uh-huh.
And something pops up out of the ground right next to you.
Yeah. Okay. Well, with my rapier, hopefully I have some sort of situation. What's happening? It just pops up near me and then George is like, lash out and stab.
One of the heads pops out of the ground and takes a large bite towards you.
Hmm.
Let's see. Does a 16 hit?
Well, yeah, it do. It do be like that.
It do be like that.
It do be like that sometimes. It do.
Yeah.
Some people think it don't be like it be, but it do. It do.
Especially because I couldn't see it before it came at me. But come at me, bro.
Okay, it did for sure come at you.
Yeah.
You take a total of 12 damage, but because you had partial HP that Alden had so graciously given you, you've only taken 2.
Wonderful. Wow. That's
Did I have partial HP?
Oh, no, you did not.
Oh, why?
I don't know you.
Oh, you dick. You know me. You know me.
Remember that time we were on the ship together?
Remember the whole 5 minutes that we knew each other and I pissed off your other ally and it looked like he was going to deck me? Yeah, that was great.
Levi.
It's that's still burbling. Kato's
like, I'm still pissed.
I don't remember anything, but I remember
Levi, being the pissed. Creature rears back one of its claws and slashes at you.
No. I decline.
So what is your ability again?
Well, wait, no. Go ahead. Did you hit me?
Oh yeah, I hit you.
You got it.
That was a nat 20.
Oh, that's a crit. Oh, that's a crit. Oh, that's a bad hit.
That is a you very hit me so bad hit.
I wish that you didn't hit me so bad. That's what that is. Yeah, so uncanny dodge, I use my reaction, I cut it in half. So basically I just turn it back into a regular.
Okay. So let me
feel free to roll the damage.
Let me see the damage that it's going to hit you with. And blow. Ooh, man, I'm so happy that this game does not have exploding dice. Because that would have been
max damage.
Bad. Max damage on one of them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that would have been good little.
So you take half damage?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so you only take 8 instead of the full 16.
Cool.
So let me subtract that.
So you didn't even need Alden's kindness.
If I had all the Alden's kindness, I wouldn't have taken any actual damage yet. I would still be burning through temp HP.
You didn't need Alden's kindness.
But like it's going to take another swipe at you.
Not a long time. Oh, no.
Yeah. But hey, maybe this one won't be a crit. Unless it is.
No.
It's not.
Okay.
It's not. Oh, but I had disadvantage on it. Why did I have disadvantage on it?
Because compelled duel?
Kira put compelled duel. Cast compelled duel.
Or I see that in the log.
Yet.
Ah, you were doing it for later. Okay. So I'm not going to roll that next one. Does an 18 hit?
It does indeed.
Okay. So let's see what kind of damage you take, sir. That's a 7. Plus the 3, it's 10. Oof. Woof indeed.
You want to take my other arm?
I mean, come I on, could. You ugly.
No.
But like that's all it's that's all it's going to do. That's all of its actions. Kato, it I'll your go. Turn. This thing has attacked both Sariath and Levi. There's a head that has popped up and wriggling. It's kind of doing like a little wriggle dance after taking a bite out of Sariath.
Mm. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. Well, I hate to say this, but I can't really do anything to help Sariath. So, step one, Hunter's Mark. Let's make him have a bad day.
Yes.
So, I think I did it right. We'll see. I'll roll manual dice anyway. Who cares? That's my bonus action. Movement. Get in his shit. Like so. Action number, and then action time. It's going to be two old swipes with the long sword. So, the first one's going to be, what is it going to be? It's going to be...
You miss.
15. All right. Second one.
You miss. You
whiff also both a 15. Times. So I whiff both times. And well, that's seeing, actually, charming.
Seeing as this thing is huge, loves- you slash at it and it glances off of its scaly, sickly skin.
Yeah.
It's tough.
They still do not do damage.
Do damage to it.
Like kitten claws.
Okay.
Yes.
You're yeah. like, we have to attack well, it from yeah, the inside. Yeah, it's just, it's like.
Yeah. It's that moment of clarity before who knows what happens, because I know my mind's been screwed up, but I know my town's in danger, so I just go to the hilt, and the hilt doesn't quite make it, but. Here I am.
That being said, Alden,
end of my turn.
You see Kato go up and try to hit it with all of his might, and it just doesn't look like he made a dent in it.
Ooh. Yeah, that's not good. I look back. I see Sariath being attacked. I see Levi being attacked. It doesn't look really good at all. So what I'm going to do, hopefully I can try to distract it or draw its attention. I will try to move up from where it was.
No.
I can use my action to dash.
You can, yes.
Okay. So I'm gonna try to do that.
Yeah.
Why are you getting closer to it? You're our healer. Why are you doing this?
I kind of have to because
why are you like this?
Self-sacrificing, brave.
We'll all die if the cleric goes down.
Yeah, I did try to get like right there within like 20 feet of it, and then what I'll do is I'll yell at it. It's like, "Hey, look behind you, you asshole!" And then I'll summon my freaking spiritual weapon. A giant glowing mace with like the ridges in the shape of coins, and I'll attack it from behind.
Okay.
So let me see here.
So as you are getting ready to summon your weapon, you recall a conversation that you had with one of the heroes a long time ago, back at the beginning of your adventure.
Mm-hmm.
You're sitting by the fire and everyone is having a good time talking about the heroes and everything and how they're glad that they're all there. And you're there, of course, and so is Sariath and Morgrim and Sai, and they're all doing their thing. And you sit next to Cecilia Stonehammer. Cecilia looks at you, gives you a nod, offers you a beer. And you guys start talking, and you recall the conversation that you have with her about when do you choose to fight? And she tells you, you've got to fight when the chips are down, but you've got to remember that you're there to heal the party. But when all hope is lost, when you fight something that's too big and too scary that you don't think that your party's going to make it, you got to give it your all and also just attack. Not recklessly, not like Kungar, but you got to be smart about it. The memory fades as you get ready to cast your Spirit Guardian.
So I remember that, and putting that into, or thinking about that, contemplating what my action is going to be, I decide that this should be the best course of action right now, because I want to draw its attention away from others, let them get their attack. So I'll summon the weapon like straight across from me on the other side of the creature. And I'll go in and I'll bash it.
Okay.
I think a melee spell attack. Okay. Ooh, okay. So this is a total of 18.
You definitely hit with that.
Okay.
Your glaive comes crashing down on its wriggle of necks and cartilage.
And I will... It does a total of 7 damage. It is... Let me see. Okay, no, I thought it was going to be like holy damage, but no, it's just regular damage. Okay. But yeah, I have it go and attack it, like kind of like wave to everybody to try to go around it so it doesn't like surround us, and just get ready for my next attack. And I think that should be it.
Okay. Kira, top of the round goes back to you. You see half of your party has gone over to surround this creature. You are now almost on par with this creature in terms of your size. So what is your next action?
I am going to move, yes, to its other side. Can I do that?
Yes.
And I'm just going to not step on Alden.
He's so small that you step on him and squish him. He dies.
No! And then, yeah, I do want to cast whatever it is, Compel Duel.
And that's a wisdom save?
Yeah.
That is a 23.
I'm pretty sure that DC is 13. Yeah. Yeah. Well, guess we won't do that. We're just gonna hit him. Okay. I got a big sword. It'll be fine.
Yeah, totally.
Hit him with the big sword.
Yeah.
Big sword.
That was a lot of dice that I did not like the sound of.
Right. I'm rolling my damage with it because it's just easier.
Fair.
That's the sound of ones hitting the table.
Right. We got 24.
24 definitely hits it.
Well, you know what?
Okay. Now, how do I do damage separately?
Well, you know what Kira calls her big sword, right?
Well.
The cloud fencer.
I'm also... You're the worst. I also have that extra damage that Chelsea gave me. So it's 15. And then I'm going to use Divine Smite.
Whoa.
Pump that smite in. Get it.
Since I've hit it. Go for it. Yeah. So that's another 14 damage.
Another 14 damage?
Yeah, on top of
that. That's 29 damage all in. Yeah, let's go Paladin.
Yeah. I tried to make it so it only fight me, but hopefully now it really will be only.
All right.
It will be.
Is it considered flanked now, by the way?
Yeah, for sure.
Cool.
Do you want me to... God damn it.
It's okay. I've added the damage to it. You don't need to add any damage. I've done it for you.
I'm a lot of buttons too. I'm so sorry.
It's okay. It is totally okay.
All right. We did it. We hit again.
Don't forget. Don't forget that you are hitting with advantage because it's flanked. So make sure to click that advantage button.
There we go.
Guys, it's so freaking hot right now. I just want to let you know that, right?
It's warm. Yeah.
It is really hot.
Oh, it's cooking.
Oh god, so many dice.
So glad
rolls.
I took that advantage. It was a 17 and a 7, so
you definitely hit with that 23.
Great. And then less good damage this time. But that's okay. It's a total of 8 damage. So
you do 8 damage to it?
Yeah, this time.
Sick. Not a ton of damage. I like that.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to do?
I think I've done all I can do. Stupidly use my bonus action to try to compel it to duel me.
That's fine. Sorry about that.
You're not, but it's okay. I will pass.
All right. Sarayath, it is your turn. One of these heads is still kind of doing its little wacky flailing inflatable tube man dance in front of you.
Yeah, that is very strange. I mean, like, it did just bite me and I did get a start. So I think that the natural thing that would happen is Sarayath would respond with cold aggression, like, I'm curious to see how you bleed, and then like stab out with their rapier and try and basically like pin it. They want to like pin it like a butterfly. through the mouth, like to the wall. So, I mean, look, that's how that goes in my mind. They're not really thinking about anything else because they're unnerved. That's like the first test. Does it bleed? Do it die?
If it bleeds, we can kill it.
Because they're in a corner, like having tried to like observed, and now that's denied to them. So roll a 13, and then I'm typing this in with my rapier, which is a +7, and it's magic, so I get a 20.
Sick, that hits.
Okay.
Make sure to target the creature.
Yes, I will target the main creature.
Target the reavers.
Yes. And then rolling my damage, which is an 8!
Hey! +5! That's max damage, isn't it?
It is, that's so nice.
She's so happy about it.
It's like a pitiful little 13.
Hey, that's a lot of damage, though. That's like max damage.
Yes, it is max damage. But do I have to roll like an acrobatics or like a strength thing in order to try and pin it to the wall to keep it there?
This thing is not like not thin, and you know, it's very big, like tree trunk size. You wouldn't be able to pin it to the wall. But your stab does go into it, and it does gush a black ichor.
Okay.
And also, just give me a perception check real quick.
Perception check. Perception? Okay. Perception. Perception. Disgrace. It's a 10.
Okay, that's still enough to determine what I wanted you to see, which is, hey, this thing has one head that is currently attacking you. The body has 5 more heads.
Oh, yeah, no. I mean, if a head came out of the ground and bit you, I think that you would just be like... So this is more of a... Not a thinking brain, but yes, right. It's like, yes, right. The brain, not here. Over there. Will do. Disengage. Bolt away back to the party.
Okay. Anything else you would like to do?
The right call. Good call.
Yeah, I'm going to call Kungar.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, just so you know, in case we perish, your dad's still trying to get a hold of you.
Yes.
Just need to get that final to-do list off.
So are you literally actually doing that or no?
I mean, what, I attack? I disengage and dash, and then I think that the next thing I'm going to do is try and get out the little shell, but I don't think that I have any more actions left.
You get out the shell. That is as far as I'll let you get on that.
Perfect.
All right. Levi, you have witnessed so many things happen in between the last time that you attacked.
Amazing.
You see a floating spiritual glaive on the other side of Alden. You see giant Kira smashing this thing with a great sword. You see Kato just trying to hit it with whatever his weapon is. It is your turn now. What are you planning to do?
All right. So I'm going to attack this thing again with advantage because it's flanked.
Yes, that is correct.
So I'm going to do that. So that's going to be a 22 total.
That hits. 100% hits.
Cool, 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 cool. Let me do it in here just for the sake of... I'm glad I had advantage because my other roll was garbage.
Ooh.
All right. So then now I'm going to roll my damage. My 4d6 and my d8 because I get sneak attack on this business. Oh, that's good. That's very good.
Do I want to know?
That's going to be 25. Oh, no, sorry.
Okay.
Nope. Nope. That's going to be 30.
Oh, yeah, son of a bitch. I thought you were going to say something lower.
Nope. That's more than that.
Absolutely. Cool. Awesome.
Oh, I gotta give myself sneak attack on this and then 2 sixes. Yeah. I rolled max damage on two of those D6s. Oh, 31. I apologize.
Great. That's awesome. That's what I want to hear. Yeah,
Isn't that just the best?
Just okay. Amazing. Everybody so that is around this creature, that's Alden, Levi, Kato, and Kira, you hear it wail out in distress as it gets attacked by Levi's hit. Everyone takes 11 damage. But since you all have wax in your ears, you only take half of that, and I'm rounding up, so you each take 6 damage.
Okay. And then, for my bonus action, I believe, do I have a healing potion? Let me look in my bag. Nope. I have 1,000 ball bearings, though.
That's awesome.
So that's helpful. Let me just double check and make sure I'm not missing anything, because I don't think I have... Do I have... I have 2 weapon fighting. Excellent. I am going to draw my dagger and just try to give it an extra shiv on that.
Okay.
So bonus action will be for that. Where is the thingy? Where is the actions? Here we go. So dagger. Still get advantage because it's still flanked. Oh, gosh, but that's garbage. 14 doesn't hit. No,
it does not.
Okay, so I miss.
Yay.
Yay.
Anything else you would like to do?
Negativo. Because I don't have... Yeah, I don't have anything else. So, that's it.
Cool. All right. This creature sees your weapon that you've attacked with, Levi. It looks at you with these dark sockets of eyes. You don't even know if it has eyes, to be honest. But you see something in the eyes, and it doesn't look like it's happy. It looks like unbridled rage that you've struck it, and it is not happy with the fact that you struck it.
Sure, I'm not a big fan of it having eaten my arm. So
that's true.
We're not friends of each other.
It instead points its attention to you.
Oh.
Bring it.
That's okay. I'm not Morgrim anymore, so I don't care.
Wow.
No heals for
hey,
you.
Hey, he didn't give me 10 you, HP.
It all hits fair. You with a nat 20.
Oh.
Holy
anybody got cats. Like Sentinel at Death's Door? Anybody got a crit cancel ability? Anything? Protection skill?
Oof.
Ugh. Rip.
I believe,
yeah. Rip indeed.
Well, I have my priorities in order, so.
Goodbye, Alden.
Alden, it slashes at you with its clawed hand, and it kind of gives you like an uppercut into the sky, and it launches you into the air. You take 13 damage.
Okay.
That's the crit damage?
13? That's the crit damage, 13. Oh, I know, it doesn't seem like a lot, right? But
I'm waiting for the other shoe to drop.
That's right. As you're, you know, knocked up into the sky, it reaches around with its other claw to give you kind of like a slap down to the ground.
That one,
I don't know if it hits. Does a 15 hit?
No, 16.
Oh, damn. Well, I guess it misses you then. As it slashes, it mistimes it, and you fall just below it as it scrapes the top of your head.
Jesus Christ.
It's okay. I'm fine. I'm good.
Are you?
And then, Cato, a head pops up out of the ground right next to you.
Yes.
And it tries to give you a bite.
Oh, I've eaten already, thanks.
Does a 15 hit? Well, then it misses.
No, it does not. I told you, I'm full.
All right. Both of its attacks, one of its attacks hits. Cato, you land on the ground. You manage to land right side up. But you are a bit shooketh. Can I have all of you guys give me a wisdom saving throw, please? And remember, you do have advantage because you have earwax in your head.
Wonderful. Because the first one was a 5.
And these go on the old Tower this Reno, one, right?
Go ahead and roll and then tell me the result.
All right.
There we go. Okay. Oh, wow.
I am so glad I got advantage.
Cato, Levi, you succeed. Walden, you succeed. Or Alden. Why did I say Walden?
Walden. Where's Walden? Walden.
I am missing one probably from Kira. Kira?
Yeah, I got a 13.
Yeah. Kira and Alden, both of you guys are in this empty cavern with the rest of your party.
Okay.
You don't see anything that you guys are fighting. You don't know why your weapons are drawn, but the rest of your party looks to be engaged in something.
Do I still realize that I'm giant?
You do. You do realize that you're giant. And for some reason, your hearing is impaired, and you don't know why.
Cool. Guess I'll deal with that on my turn.
Yep.
But in the meantime, I'm going to say, what's going on? It's talking as a free action.
Yes. Cato, it is your turn.
I'll look at Kira and just be like, well, don't lose focus. Get your head in this. And, And then while I'm not clapping, because I guess that would
drop your weapon action, and clap.
drop my weapon and clap. But, you know, visually I'm clapping.
Yes.
Or vocally I'm clapping. And Anyway, I'm going to start attacking the bejesus out of this thing. So I'm going to have 3 attacks in total.
Yes,
I have advantage, right? All right. First attack is going to be an 18 on the die.
You hit for sure.
All right. So that'll be D8 plus D6. 3 plus, so that's 7 damage to start. Second attack, 14 plus 5, 7. Yeah.
Wait. Did you say you rolled a 7 or 13 plus 5?
14 plus 7, so 21.
You definitely hit.
All right. So some 21 action. That'll be 6 additional 10, so 17 total. Mm-hmm. And then one more time for the vibes, because I got they call me Johnny Two Swords, because I got 2 swords. That'll be a 23. No. Yeah, 23 to hit.
Yeah, that hits.
So get out of there, D6. Ooh, that'll be 9 plus 4. So 13 plus the 10. No, 13 plus 17, 30 total damage. Bam.
With all of your weapon attacks?
Yep.
Okay, yeah. Just make sure to put it into the system.
Sure. Sound genial.
I don't know a great way to do that, I guess. Oh.
You can do all that behind the scenes. Or you said 30 total damage?
Yeah, 30 total.
Okay, then I'll just input it.
It'll make it easier.
So as you go on your freaking berserker barrage of sword slashes and stabs and all that, you see one of the heads go limp and just fall to the side.
Mm, very excellent. And I'm maintaining foot. Yeah, that's great. So I don't really got anything clever and pithy to say. I'm here to just stab. So
Are you helping him get ahead?
Oh, damn. That was a good one. That was good.
About it. Also, wow. Do I see, like, Dalton and I, like, we're watching Kato, like, fight with something?
You're watching him fight with... He's basically just going, like, you know, fake lightsaber dueling into the ether. He's not hitting anything.
Bigger spurts everywhere? Is that not happening?
Yes. Like... But because it's dark... You don't see black ichor flying everywhere. You hear loud spurts and you see him, you know, go, ha, 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 yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, what's going on?
I'm
busy.
Also, you guys have stuff in your ears, so you probably didn't hear the splurts of stuff going on. But you do hear a loud shriek. Everybody that's there except for Sarayath, you all take 7 points of psychic damage.
Is that already rounded?
Oh, no, it's you take 3 points of psychic damage. Smarty there.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm here to do two things. Use two swords. I'm here to do three things. Use two swords and pay attention. Nice.
All right. Alden, it is your turn right now.
So, question.
Answer?
So, the 22 did not pass the wisdom check?
Because
I got the 16, and then plus I got a 6 wisdom save.
Yeah, I got a 13. I think I'm the only one that failed.
You know what? That's my mistake. I read the wrong one. Kato should have been the one that missed out on that, because he rolled a 7. So okay. I could just go back and he won't.
No, I'm do good. I'm good. I just want to make sure just to keep it.
I mean, no, that's my bad. I can fix it. I could totally fix it.
No, we're good.
You ever see Robin Hood Men in Tights?
Yeah.
Right? There's the whole scene where now I remember that's Dave Chappelle, which is it's not Dave Chappelle, other guy. It's Lincoln. Oh. Is fighting the statue, fighting the block of wood, it makes a statue.
Yes. Mm. So actually the creature takes out a script. Wait, that's not supposed to happen.
Yes.
It says right here in the script.
Yeah. I lost.
All right, Alden, it's your turn and you can actually see this thing. Kato, you're the one that can't see. Let's just say after you hit it, you just I can't see this thing for some reason.
Yeah, no worries.
Okay.
So I'm like lying on the dirt. I hurt. I get myself up. I look over. I see that my friends are essentially starting to get hurt. I see that the worst one right now is Levi. And I walk over till I am like at least like within range of him.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to cast, I probably should do higher, but I want to hold my spell slots right now.
You do realize that, you know, Levi is the most expendable of you all.
Yeah, that's why. but I am going to cast it at first level, a healing word.
Does Alden know that?
Yeah, he gave a perfectly good in character reason. I see injure, I heal injure.
and it heals me too, so.
Oh, she.
Yeah, so target Levi. I will go ahead and heal him for 1d4 plus 6. So let me get my...
He attack, he protect, but most importantly, he heal them back.
Mm-hmm. Oh. There you go.
Nice. That was good. I take that, Berta.
Okay. So 8, 10, 13.
You healed him 13?
No, wait. That's not it. Because essentially, it's 1d4 mm-hmm. plus my spell modifier. Plus, I do have Discipline of Life, which is whenever I use a first level or higher, they gain additional 2 plus the spell level. So additional 3.
Jeez, so okay. So
essentially 13 plus 6, which should be 19. Oh, and because I have Blessed Healer, I heal, not a lot, but I heal 3 points myself.
Okay. Damn. All right.
Yeah.
Well, looks like I have to target you now.
No, but before you do, I will attack once more with the, what would you call it?
The guardian weapon?
Weapon. Yeah.
Are you sure you want to do that?
I mean,
You get it for free. I know.
Yeah.
Live your life.
Chex is like, please don't die. Please don't die.
All right, let me see here.
Because then I have to be the healer, and that's going to be really ridiculous.
All right, let me get rid of Levi and get this guy. All right. Is it still flanked?
Yeah.
Okay.
Still flanked.
Okay. Okay. 18?
Definitely hits.
Okay. And then I will attack, which is 1d8. So not a lot. Nice. Spoke a bit too soon.
Jesus. Damage. Okay. All right.
And it takes 10 damage. I think that'll be my turn. How do I heal myself to 3? Because I don't think it does it automatically.
You're good.
And there we go.
Kira, it's back up to your turn. But before that happens, it wails out in pain once more. And you each take 2 damage.
Am I still too far away from
you? You are still too far away.
Oh, they're not. I like being here.
The one person who has Death Ward has not been really
hurt. I know, right?
There's a lot happening.
Yeah.
All right.
Like they're on a call. They're like, wait, 5 minutes.
Kira, it is your turn.
Dealing with something
things are still happening, and you don't know what exactly is happening. You're big for some reason. Your sound is muffled.
Yeah. I just want the record to reflect that I had a sweet plan to maneuver Alden, use maneuvering strike to maneuver Alden behind me, heal him with my lay on hands whilst attacking the thing, and it was going to be really dope.
That sounds really dope, but guess what? It's not happening.
It's going to be so good. All right. Could I hear Kato when he was like, get it together? Or like, I can't really.
You heard him say, get it together. But
the sound is like muffled.
It's muffled, yeah. You heard him, and it was kind of like, you know, like when you're at a concert and you're right next to the speakers and like you can barely hear what somebody is saying.
I actually do think that Kira absent, I think she would be. Can I just like slash at the air? Do I feel like I might hit somebody accidentally? All of my party members accounted for? Like,
I mean, you can slash at the air if you want.
That's probably not going to work out. Okay. Yeah, I think I am going to actually, because I see that Alden is hurt, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to move. If I'm, it doesn't matter. I can't see it. And then, I'm going to move so that I'm like next to Alden and I'm going to lay on hands.
All right. A U-sized hand comes down on you, Alden.
So I have up to 25 points. So I'll say I give you. 5, 8, let me think. I'm gonna say 8.
So you heal him up 8? Mm-hmm. Okay. He's healed up 8.
Great. I guess I'm not hurt at all, right? Like, nobody's hit me yet.
I mean, you have damage. Actually, no, you don't, because the temporary hit points have been draining.
The area that I saw Kato attacking, is that like, could I narrow that down to a 5-foot range?
No.
No. Okay. Now I give up on that. All right. Okay. Moving right along. I guess I ready myself. I ready an action, so I'm gonna strike if I see something. If I see a monster, I'm gonna strike it. I've readied the action.
All right. Sarayath, it is your turn.
Wonderful. So Sarayath has taken this opportunity after getting out that original fear and aggression and seeing everybody just wailing on this creature. They are going to retreat into what they know best, which is checking things off of to-do list. So flipping open that call and staring at this creature, this monster, to try and find the best way to stab them as soon as they get to the next spot. So does anyone answer the little shell call? My shell phone?
You flip open the shell phone.
You can call me on my shell phone.
Yeah, and as it's ringing, Sarayath is like sprinting. So if that helps with the movement.
Yeah, where do you want to move?
I'm moving. I have this really grand plan to try and get like height on this creature. So from here, 9, 10, 11, I suppose. And then I'm going to be looking at it. So if perception, I'm looking for any portal light that it might have come through, even though I know that's not necessarily the correct theory. It came from a box, but this is in the heat of battle, so they're not thinking very clearly.
Mm-hmm. Just as you get to that spot, you hear, "Hello?
Tell Kangar his father was in trouble, doing my best to be hale and grim to repair my debt.
You've reached the king! He is not here at the moment, but if you would leave a message, please.
I will.
You can leave a message, yes, and I will get back to you as soon as I can."
This is not
who
an
are you
actual
speaking
right?
to. No, this I've is a never, message.
I've
this
never
is a message, Kangar.
I've encountered this before. Wonderful. Just like angrily, like fiddling with it.
You finally hear what sounds like a beep.
Tell Kangar, his father was in trouble, doing my best to be hale and grim, to repair my debt in the face of a memory manipulator in Saphir. Snap it closed.
You snap it closed.
Wonderful. All right, so I've run through the entire thing. I've probably used up my bonus action for dash, right? For doubling my reaction speed. So now with the putting away of the shell phone, I'm just going to be hanging out. There isn't any other light or any other sounds that I can hear. I know that my ears are plugged up, but there's no, like, portal or anything?
Not here, no.
All right. So I suppose that's it, because I can't take any more move action.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
All right, Levi, it is your turn again. You see that after his attack, Kato seems to be a little bit confused. And Kira didn't attack last turn. She went over to heal Alden.
Okay.
And Alden healed you.
Excellent. I appreciate that, Alden. I'm going to go around the beast because I think I have to be opposite of Kira to get flanking again, right? Like, I'd have to be, like, here?
Yes.
Okay, so I'll do that. I'll circle around it. I won't leave its range. I'll just stay close to it. And I'll be looking for a good place to strike based on the damage it's taken already, maybe based on, you know, its reactions to some other attacks. And so I have the blade out and I'm just thinking about, well, as my memories are coming back to me, or, you know, we have the wax in our ears and everything, am I starting to piece together a little bit more about, you know, the fact that this creature took my arm from me or anything like that?
Yes.
Okay. You remember, that makes me mad.
You remember being dragged down into this area, and then you remember a smack, a sickly smack sound, and a sharp pain in your arm as it ripped it out of where it was.
Great. Cool. Well, I don't like being removed, having a limb removed, so I will attempt to return the favor in my own way. So I will attack with advantage. That's a natural 16 plus 8, so that's a 24.
Definitely hits.
Cool, cool, cool. So advantage. Attack. And then I'll roll damage for that, which will be a sneak attack again. So that's going to be 8 and 46. Let's go.
Could you like not kill my monster immediately?
No, it's very small. He's here for a very good time.
So that's going to be 23 damage.
Okay. So quite a lot of damage.
It's the only way I know how to roll.
He rolls that way.
I
high rollers.
Oof. Anything else you want to do?
I will use my bonus action to shiv it with my dagger. Fuck. That's going to be no.
Okay.
It's not
that's
one,
what I like to hear. That's what I like to hear.
It's a 12, but I'm just no good with the dagger. It's just the rapier that's good.
All right.
And then I will pass turn because that's it.
Cool. Awesome. Well, this creature, like I said, one of its heads has kind of flopped and it looks lifeless. The rest of the heads are just kind of moving around, wriggling around like worms, snakes, whatever kind of wacky inflatable arm flailing tube man you got in your head vision. And it's going to look at the tastiest snack that is on the table, which is Alden. And it's going to...
A bite size.
Yeah, you are bite sized. It's going to try very hard. Mm-hmm. Yes. It's going to try very hard to grab you.
I'm just saying that I'm giant and like right there.
Yeah, but it doesn't like you. It likes small snacks.
Alden is a whole meal.
I got someone your own size.
Yeah.
Does a 24 hit?
No. Yeah.
So it grabs you and it's going to try. It doesn't do any damage to you because it's actually grabbing you. Mm-hmm. You are now grappled.
Okay. I don't like this.
Oh no. He's putting the apple in grappled.
Mm-hmm. And I'm going to have everybody else make a wisdom save, please.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
Do I have to?
Not you, just everybody else. Everybody that is not Alden.
Wisdom save, just straight up, yeah?
Straight up wisdom save.
Do we get advantage on it?
No advantage on this one.
17.
That's 17. Good.
Yeah. I rolled it in the tower, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I rolled mine in the tower.
Oh, I rolled mine manually. Okay, hold on.
Do you want us to roll it in the tower?
Yes, please.
Oh my god. Roll a natural 17. That's terrible.
Maybe you'll roll better.
No, he did not roll better. Oh my god.
You could leave a little mystery, Birdo. A little suspense for the listeners, you know.
I add a +3 to whatever that is. So.
What was that?
I add a +3 to whatever I rolled. So.
Okay. So as you're grappled, Alden, it brings you close to its mouth and it opens its gaping mouth and you see rows of sharp teeth. Sirayath, you remember your time at the Busy Bee with Sai playing his guitar, his lute, whatever instrument it was, in the corner and being as annoying as possible. You remember drinking beers with Morgrim.
Watching Morgrim drink beer.
Watching Morgrim drink beer and having a nice bottle of wine. And by bottle, I mean glass of wine, because you're not a lush. You remember the three of you going on grand adventures all the way up to this point. Just the three of you. And you know that you've been on this adventure for so long by yourself until you met Kato and Kira and now Levi, who are now your new party mates, as you are attacking this creature.
Okay, well, I understand that Sarayev knows that they have, but you need to give Chelsea a little bit of time. Because I don't know what's happening right now. It's making me very emotionally sweaty.
That is a phrase I am putting in the back of my mind to use. Yeah. Again.
Emotionally sweaty.
Can I ask?
Are you having your hands in your armpits like this? And then
just kind of sniffing. Eyes.
So to answer your question, Jax, you see Alden being about to be eaten by this thing.
Wait, but do I see this thing now? Is my question.
You do see this thing now because it has stopped singing because it is opening one of its mouths to eat this. And for some reason, it can't sing and eat at the same time because it doesn't have that innate talent. I guess. yes, you and Kato finally see this thing. But you, Kato, Levi, and Chelsea don't see the thing that it's trying to eat.
Oh, no.
Kira, you are the only one that sees Alden in trouble.
Great.
But it's not your turn.
Great.
But the reaction, it, right?
Yeah,
my reaction.
You do have a reaction.
Yeah, you held your action just for this moment.
Okay, yeah, I totally forgot about that. What do you do? You have a reaction.
I'm attacking it. Do I still have flanking?
You do have flanking, yes.
Okay.
And before you do anything else, I do want to let you know that you have to do over a certain amount of damage for it to drop Alden and not eat him.
Great. That's good. I rolled a 15 plus 6. That's 21 to hit it.
Hits.
Nope. Wait. Why was that a wisdom roll? Ignore that. It's a 21. It's a 21.
Ignore me.
Great. I'm going to go ahead and use Divine Smite as well. Can I use inspiration somehow to add damage here?
Nope. You can only use it to roll with advantage.
Okay. I think I can use Divine Smite at a higher. Yeah, I'm going to use it at level 2. And then I get more d8s. Good.
Oh, I did not like the sound of dice, that many dice that were rolling.
Oh, it's pretty good.
She's going to make you pay, Lord Roberto.
It's funny to see Chelsea's reaction to everything that's going on, because she's like she said, she was emotionally sweating. And like as this attack was discovered, this ray of hope.
Okay. Not that great. It's 21. It's not as much as I wanted it to be, but it's okay. 21. I take my sword and I'm like, not today! And I try to like sever its connection with Alden. It's a really big sword. Also, I'm giant.
Yeah!
Yes,
that's what the D4 is from the...
Yeah.
That's got the D4 is from the enlarge, right?
Wait, hang on. 13. Mm-hmm. I maybe did not that one too. Sorry, math is hard.
Math is hard.
13 plus 5 is 23, plus 3 is 26. So, yes.
Wait, 13 plus 5 is
18. 18, you're right. No. Plus 6 is 24. Numbers,
24. Two off.
24. Okay.
No, 13 plus 5 plus 3.
Whatever
that 21. Okay. All right. So, Kira, you see what's about to happen to Alden, and you take your blade and you swing with all of your strength. Mm-hmm. All of the fear and uncertainty of what this thing is, you just see that your friend is in need. And you use that to power your swing. Your mighty swing is blessed by the heavens, the powers of friendship. Power your blade as you swing on this creature. And that head that was about to snack on Alden drops down lifeless. Alden slides down its lifeless neck safely onto the ground. It is the wildest slip and slide he's ever ridden on.
You don't know the life Alden's lived prior to this moment.
Also, just point of clarification, since I readied my attack action and I get two attacks when I attack.
It's just one.
Just one.
Just one.
Just one.
Boo. Okay, but I hear you. Okay, well, I saved Alden. Yay!
Yeah, that was... Wait,
did we learn a valuable lesson about staying behind the tank? Did we learn a valuable lesson about that?
DPS keep like, pulling at me,
useful. I just want to be useful.
As Alden, lands at her feet in, like, this bloody mess, she's like...
Are you reborn? Yes!
Beautiful fool!
You whole ass snack!
I'm just a whole ass snack! Behind me!
I love you for your body! Me.
Sarayath, you see this tiny being who is saved by the giant Kira. Slide down and gets behind Kira. You don't know who this little guy is or where he came from.
How?
But he's safe for now.
Amazing. Yeah,
but for some reason, you are happy. You're ecstatic that he's safe.
Ecstatic in a bloody kind of way.
Yes.
Vengeance.
Finally, Kira, you get your wish. This thing is going to attack you.
Yes.
Because you took its snack away from it.
Yes. Fucking fight me.
You, me, the streets, let's go.
Yeah. Dance off. You and me, bro.
Does a 20 hit?
What is my ace? Is no, yes, it does hit.
Okay, it's going to bite at you. Nom nom nom.
I'm the same dude.
And that is a tasty, tasty 9 damage that you take. But you absorb some of it because the little guy gave you some temporary HP. You only take 5 damage. Right.
And I'm not worried about it because our healer is still alive and he's going to get behind me his next turn. And I'm not going to have to worry about this moment ever again.
I feel like they want me to do something.
I feel like you need to be reborn as a person who hides behind other people.
God, there's some sort of hint that's nagging at me. And I just, for the life of me.
It goes for another bite with another of its heads and it gets a nat 20.
Holy shit.
Fuck. Meop. Meop.
Wheel.
Who is this against?
Meop. I'm going to go Dito? Out.
Oh no, it's going to go against Kira. Oh.
You know, she's going to go out the way she wanted to. Defending a friend.
It's not going to be a ton of damage. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. I'm actually, this game is okay. I can heal myself if I need to.
What is your concentration, Kira?
My constitution?
Yeah, so go ahead and roll that thing.
Oh, I don't have advantage on this roll. Do I have advantage on this roll?
You do not have advantage on this roll.
Dang it.
Do you have Warcaster?
Take it.
No, I believe Alden has that.
Oh, yeah. What spell is currently running for you?
Oh.
Shield of Faith, right?
Yeah.
18.
Okay. It looks like you're still good.
Yeah.
But you do take 11 damage with that bite.
I have lots of damage.
You have tons of it left. You're good. Yeah. Kato, it is now your turn. It's not a
flesh wound.
Okay. You see this creature now. This creature is big and gross and scary looking and, you know, black eyes and large gaping teeth like this and can jump this far. And
Well, and it, you know, the thing I was thinking about with the whole not remembering it thing I was going to bring up is one of the things I did is put Hunter's Mark on it, right? So, like, even if I, like, my memory of this thing is fading, I have this magical connection to it to know this is my quarry. I want this.
Oh, yeah. You want to put this on your mantle.
So even if I feel like I can sense it, even if, like, I know I can't trust my memory. Mm-hmm, and so with that, I mean, I don't got really anything too different than what I'm going to do last time. I'm just going to keep on swinging. Mm-hmm, so I still flanked at everything as far as I can tell. Yep. So that'll be 9 plus 7 is 16. Does that
just
hit?
Enough.
Just enough. All right.
So yeah, you want to put this above your hearth.
Oh,
decorative choice, but I do understand it.
Oh, boy. Am I really glad for Hunter's Mark. So 6 plus 4, 10 damage on the first attack.
Oof.
That'll be a 21 to hit on the second attack, so that'll clear it.
Yeah.
Which will give us 14. So 24 total so far. And then one more time. Natural 20.
Oh,
yeah.
Jesus.
So I double the dice, correct?
Yes. You double the damage dice.
I play with a different group where we do, like, you do max damage plus you roll one set of dice. So I can never remember. Anyway, that doesn't matter. Yeah, it's a fun roll. So that'll be an additional 16. So
just give me the total. Just give me the total.
For damage.
How total, much?
40, right? Because it was 10, 14, 20. 10, yeah, 14.
It was, and then 16. 10, 14, and then 16.
16. Yeah. So 40 total.
Oh, God.
I mean, I have number dyslexia, but it sounds like a very nice number.
My pain.
And that's my action and my bonus action. Thanks, bonus sword.
Oh, man.
Did you add the damage?
Yes, I added all of the damage together.
Perfect.
It's not happy about it. In fact, it's going to yell. It's going to yell and do like a little like, "Wah, don't hit me." Yeah. And you each take 3 damage. That's sick. After it being rounded around. I will modify your damage. Very
nice. Every bully's tough till you punch him in the face.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah.
All right. Everyone has had their damage added. Anything else you want to do, Kato? Maybe, like, move away and stop hurting me? I mean, that's an option.
Oh, no. I'm done. I had added my damage already, so I accidentally got doubled up there. But anyway, gotcha. That's the end of my turn.
Sick. Alden, it is your turn.
Yes, and I really have that nagging feeling that they want me to do something.
Who knows what that is?
Oh, God.
I will do something first, and then I will walk away.
I'm surprised that you haven't done the thing that I thought you were going to do, like, at the beginning of combat.
No, I was planning on doing it, but I didn't want to be too mean.
Oh, okay.
I have other options. But essentially, what I'm going to do is, as I fall on in front of Kira, I look up at her and I say, "Thank you. Yes, I will do that. I will walk away, but first," and I turn back to the creature and I say, "You want something to eat? Eat this!" And I will cast Guiding Bolt on it. And it's still an advantage, right? No, because
yes, you still have advantage on it. Okay,
perfect.
And light it all up and go away forever. Oh, so sad. Mantle piece going to be had.
Okay.
I mean, would this make a good mantelpiece decoration, or are people going to be like...
I think it could be very aberrant. I mean, imagine walking into the Beetlejuice house and then just seeing this with that demented woman's architectural pieces.
Yeah, I was thinking more like you look at it and be like, oh, you don't have anything on your mantle. Or like, you know, you leave and you're like,
No, I don't.
I mean, it would be dead, so it wouldn't have
power. Does, let me see, a 16 hit?
A 16 does hit, yes.
Okay, so I will cause, let's see here. Four, two, four, three. So let me add that together. Two, four, three. Total of 13 damage, and it has it probably doesn't matter, but just in case anything happens, anybody attacking it has advantage on any attacks on it.
You guys are all advantaged up on it anyway.
Yeah, and then once I'm done casting that, I'm gonna try to walk away. I will try to walk behind Kira.
No, you're going to get opportunity attack.
That's why I wanted to do that first.
Smart.
And then, go ahead.
SMRT, for sure.
SMART.
Reach out a claw. It claws at you. And it misses you because your DC is higher than what I just rolled, which is a 14.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, cool. Just making sure.
And I still have my bonus action, and just for good measure, just to add insult to injury, I'm going to grab the mace and smack it one more time in one of the heads.
Damn, so rude.
let me see here. I don't think this will hit. My max was a 10 for a total of 13.
Yeah, you miss.
Okay, but... Yeah, I just kind of get behind, and I just kind of ready and try to see how everybody is doing, trying to get a gauge on everybody.
Okay.
And that should be it.
All right. Kira, this thing tried to snack on the littlest guy that you guys had.
Yeah.
But you stopped it from snacking. What is your next plan of action?
Pick and summon your own size. Does anybody want to move around? I do get extra damage if I do this, like, maneuvering.
Surprised you haven't used any of your other things that you could add, you know, tack on more damage with.
The thing is they all, other than, so Riposte, he has to miss me. Maneuvering attack, somebody's got to need to move. And sweeping attack is only good when there's more than one. It's like I get to do damage to extra things, to the extra enemies. So that's not really useful right now. And the other things I have that do extra damage, it's a wisdom contest. And given how poorly that wisdom contest went at the top of all this, I didn't really feel like that was going to go. Could try again, but that felt like a waste of spell slots. I don't have that many left anyway. Anywho.
Yeah, if you want to move me around, it's fine.
Yes, move me to the heart of the creature so that I can stab it. No, don't do that. It's probably a bad idea. It'll just wrap me up in its little viney heads.
Okay. Yeah, so I was muted when I said this, but you can move me if you think I'm not in a good advantageous spot. It's like no, not there. Over here, I'll.
Maybe I'll move you kind of. Yeah. Just make sure how far I can move you. And you can use your reaction to move up to half your speed without provoking opportunity attacks. What's your speed, Alden?
25, so probably 10, 15.
Yeah. Kato, is there somewhere you'd rather be?
No, not really. It's more just so you can get that sweet, sweet damage, but I'm pretty happy where I'm at.
Yeah, I'm going to move you just for funsies. And unless, Chelsea, you want to come closer. I guess.
I mean, sure. Direct me. I want to role play this out. What does this even look like?
Well, first I have to hit it, so we'll find out if that happens. Does a 17 hit?
It does.
Okay. Okay, so then basically I come up and hit it, and then while I'm distracting it, it allows you to move.
Ooh.
While it's
you're
not
distracting it? Yeah. And like sort of like wrestling its heads away so that its little fleshy insides are exposed. And we're diagonal kind of from each other. So yeah. this is pretty good.
Like, Chelsea Gerbs. Get over here.
No, you haven't done anything this entire time.
What are you doing? Get in here. All right.
Guys, stop rolling so many dice.
It's fine. 20.
You're not going to like the next
one. Hey, it's still wounded. Okay.
Yeah, I know, right?
33.
Yeah, God, I just assumed it was already bloodied. Holy cats. Oh, man.
Oh, that's why I've also been trying to do damage, because it doesn't look like it's
done. We've taken really. Two heads off. So the question is, how many heads are there?
Seven.
It's a good question. Anyway, 33 damage.
Nice.
Okay. Chelsea, to move half her speed.
Oh, yes.
Wait, did you said it does 33 damage?
I do 33 damage.
Okay.
I don't sound too excited.
I'm very low on spell slots. Like, I can't do this to my.
At the beginning of this episode, he's like, I'm going to kill you. And it's like, we deal 30 damage. He's like, oh no, you're killing my monster. That's the point. That's the point. All right. Is it my turn? I heard a beep thing.
No, yeah. It's Sarayath's turn.
Yeah, because Sarayath has given an opening and has been studying this creature this entire time. And now they're like, all right, moving forward, precision aim with advantage strike, which is a natural 20 and an 11.
Oh, my God.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Oh, you have friends.
So I was waiting for this moment.
I do have a question, because it is advantage and I have this natural 20, right? And then I also have sneak attack, which means that it goes when it's flanking, right? So do I roll to confirm this natural 20 on the next round, or does the +7 attribute it to confirming the critical there? How does that work?
So the sneak attack and the attack, you double the dice on that whole thing.
Pretty much. Okay.
So since you rolled the nat 20,
yes,
in the game system, yes, you're going to input the nat 20. It'll automatically roll the extra dice when you roll for sneak attack. So you should be rolling 8d6 plus your damage.
All right.
That sounds nasty. Oh my God.
Is it 8? What?
It'll come up. So if I have a natural 20 here and then an 11 here, and then I input that.
Uh-huh.
And then it goes here.
Yep. And now just make sure to add your effect for sneak attack.
Right. And I am a rogue of 7th level.
God, I am emotionally sweating right now.
Good callback. Good callback.
So as a 7th level rogue, I have not 4d6, do I?
4.
Four, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So, once you put the effect on, it'll just do it by itself, and it'll tell you.
All right.
Yeah, 4d6.
Okay. And so now.
So once you click on the damage for your weapon, mm-hmm, it should show all of the different little boxes pop up.
Yes. All right. Perfect. And now I have.
You just input the numbers.
Yeah. I will do.
Oh, please roll low.
I'm so sorry. Okay. There we have a 3.
Perfect. That's what I like to hear.
4.
Okay.
It's okay. I mean, these are like D6s, though, right? So that's.
So 8, 4,
doing math live on this exciting podcast.
It's been a while since we actually done any real combat.
It's not only that, but it's been a while since we've done any physical dice rolling in this game, because Fantasy Grounds just rolls things automatically and stuff. And I was like, hey, you know what? We need dice rolling sounds in this podcast, and I don't want to input dice Foley. So let's just do it live and input all the numbers ourselves. And
the feeling of having it actually rolling it instead of RNG. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, God, that is so gross.
Oh, my goodness. Yes.
Hell yeah.
Oh, hell yes.
52 damage for those playing at home.
Soraya, thank you for joining us.
Soraya.
Take my time. Can it be Kira left her sword in the Hydra, and then Soraya just, comes and, punches it home.
Just nicks a head, puts a rapier in, just makes it go all the way down in.
The spirit of Morgrim comes down and is just everyone gets one and floats away.
So any self-doubt you have, you can cast it away.
Look, it was the phone call to Kungar being like, I swear I'm trying to make up my debt. I know how.
So, Soraya, you leap up gracefully into the air and you take your rapier and stab it into its neck and just kind of wriggle it around like you're stirring some thick ass oatmeal. And you just cause its head to just go limp, and it falls down. You have taken down 3 heads so far out of its 6. Jesus.
We're halfway there.
Anything else you would like to do?
I mean, I don't think that Soraya expected this to go as well as it did, but they're going to be stepping back to take stock of their work.
and you can. It used up its reaction.
Is Alden like, good job, Soraya?
Yeah. I'm seeing this as
I think that's it.
Okay, that's your action. Levi, it is now your turn.
All right. I am going to do something a little different. Damn. And I'm going to attack it. No, I'm just going to attack it.
Man, I was really hoping that there was going to be something different there.
I know, me too, but this is all I got, man. I just got my insightful fighting, and that's all she wrote.
How long does that last, by the way?
A minute, 10 rounds.
Okay.
So,
well, we are on round 7, so
that's going to be 13 plus 8, so 21.
Definitely hits.
Okay, well, cool. And then we roll damage. Ooh. I'm throwing dice over here. Okay, try that again. This one.
It fell off the table. It doesn't count.
I know, right? So D8 and 46. And that's 21 damage.
Ooh, okay. All right. 21 more damage.
And then I'm going to roll to try and shiv with my dagger. Yes, finally. Okay. That'll hit with a 24 to hit. And then...
24 does hit.
And that's going to be 8 damage from my dagger.
Okay, well, that's not horrible.
No, that's just a...
Not horrible.
Not terrible.
With your hits, Levi, you finally see that it's the 3 necks that you guys have been chipping away at are kind of all limp and flaccid, and they look like they're kind of on sinew as they look like they're about to rip off. And with your hits, all 3 of those heads finally just kind of rip off of their body, the huge body. And you hear a loud shriek, and it starts to rapidly burrow underground.
Get back here.
Everybody that is next to it, that is Kira, Levi, and Kato, you guys can get an attack of opportunity.
Yes.
Yep.
Hell yeah. I will just hit because that'll
that's going to be a 23.
Definitely hits. Anything above a 16 will hit it.
Spend that last second slot.
Let's see. Sneak attack connector once per round.
You cannot use your sneak attack.
Why not?
It's once per turn.
It can potentially occur more than once in a round. So once my turn is over,
Isn't it turn. Isn't it a turn and then it goes divided into rounds?
I don't know. I'm looking at the 7-year-old tweet from Jeremy Crawford that says that you could do it more than once in a round. So, I'll go with the DM's ruling on it.
DM is smiling very sweetly, which means that he is.
Oh, that's a one. Not
expecting someone to call God on this one.
I want to kill this thing. Okay. So six. I rolled minimum damage on that.
Okay. Kato, you did damage to it.
Finally figured out how to do this all manually. So there you go.
Nice. Kira, did you do your damage?
I'm trying to figure out if I can. I don't know. I'm trying to figure out how to do my Divine Smite. Yes?
You can't do your Divine Smite on an opportunity attack, can you?
Yeah. It's just anytime I hit. Yeah. And I have an 18. Anyway,
At least you didn't roll a nat 20 on that. That would have sucked.
Oh, actually, I did it. Yay. So, we got one.
Yes, Alden?
It's not considered humanoid, right? It's either an aberration or...
It's an aberration, yes. Oh,
okay. Damn. Okay, and the other thing would be it... Seeing that it's trying to escape, I probably won't be able to attack it, but would I be able to try to prevent it from escaping, maybe using the spiritual weapon? Like trying to like hold it or push it off?
If it was your turn, maybe.
Okay.
Do you figure everything out? Yeah, you did. Okay. 17 more damage to it. Oof. Okay, so... You guys all strike at it as it's digging its way into the ground, which is ridiculously fast for something this large. It digs its way into the ground, and it's gone for now. And that's where we end our session for tonight.
Womp, womp.
Womp, 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 womp,
womp. You almost had it.
You almost had it. Almost.
Oh man. Mental note.
Does mental everyone note still forget Alden?
You don't know. Because that won't be found out until next session. Wah, wah. Kato.
Mental note to self. I still have Hunter's Mark that lasts an hour, and I have advantage on searching for something that I have marked.
And isn't it for like, I forget if it's like 100 or 1,000 yards or something like that?
Yeah, it's something. So,
wow. Okay, cool. So it can run, but it can't hide.
Not from my prying eyes.
Prying eyes.
All right. Well, you guys didn't die. You guys mostly killed it, which, yay, I guess. But the battle is not over. Next time, we'll see if our party succeeds or fails. Again,
Birdo's going to pull like, it has a twin. like freaking knew it.
It'd be like a munchkin monster, just add on plus five.
Yeah, plus five or plus 10. Minions.
Anyways, thank you guys for joining us this game. You guys can find us on Twitter. At Pugs Pod, tweet at us, let us know what you think of our game, if you want us to add any fun characters or items or weapons or whatever that you guys want to add or throw our way, let us know. And we also have a Patreon. You can search for Pugs Pod and be able to support your favorite little podcast. That would be us, hopefully. Leave us a review on iTunes or Spotify or wherever you leave reviews on. Let people know about us. We're a small little podcast that could, hopefully. And join us again next time. Again, I'm your Dungeon Master, Roberto, and with me at the table, as always, is Josue playing Alden Wallaby.
Yes, and I promise I'll do better. I'll stay behind.
Like some person out in like France is like, no, you do not. You do not go to the top of the fire. Chelsea playing Sarayeth Aldedonin.
Yes, indeed. And it does bleed. Told you I'm a creature when cornered.
Jax playing Kira Ryder.
I feel like we nailed it, guys. Feel pretty good about it.
Aaron playing Cato Sturgis.
I definitely have to live so you all can find out what I thought of was an excellent name they called Cato. Bullies called Cato as a child.
Oh, ooh, I'm interested now.
And Jeremy playing Levi or Lee Agunas.
Yep. I'm still alive. Again, I don't mind if I die.
Hey,
for a good time.
I do.
You're for a good time, and so far, also a long time.
Yes.
And also,
yeah.
I can do both.
Yeah. We have you for another round, so that's good.
Yeah. Join us again next time on Tales of Aceron.
Aceron.